We're soaring, flying. There's not a star.
Hey, how about those Knicks?
How about those Knicks? Hey, how about those Knicks?
Hey, how about those Knicks, huh?
Welcome to another episode of TKW Weekly. It's first quarter time, so you know what that means. It's a little swish or dish action.
Let's go. Is this
a 50-win basketball team? And I almost wanted to start this off by saying, oh, are they going to be a top four seed, a top three seed, whatever? But 50 wins would sort of imply that we're going to be in there, right? So getting that home court advantage, you know, just the way that this team is playing with the chemistry and everything else. Sean, do you see 50 wins coming? Do you see home court playoffs at MSG? Are you seeing the big picture that I'm seeing right now? Are you feeling those same vibes that I'm feeling right now?
I can feel it, Mr. Krabs. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. I'm definitely seeing 50 wins. You know, I came into this season saying we could win 45 to 50 games, and I was called everything in the book for it. And so it's very glorious to be where we are. And with the way that we're playing right now, I think that we can win at a clip of 67% of our next few games. So, and our schedule gets easier from here. I am definitely booking 50 wins. I'm switching that for sure. Cash.
All right. Listen, obviously I'm all in. I mean, I got the get up on and everything. I'm writing 50 on a post-it right now. I'm crumpling this up as you see, and I'm swishing. I'm swishing it right now. Swishing it.
Jericho. I'm here for Jericho vibes.
I'm here for all day. The Jericho vibes. Thank you. Thank you. Beginning of the season, I was saying 44 wins, right? Last week, I was, you know, looking to be a little bit more positive. But I think that this ball that we're playing, this is consistent. Everybody's playing their role. They know what's going on. The confidence is there. Everybody's playing with confidence. I don't think 50 is a stretch whatsoever. Right now, as we're recording this, there's 17 games left, right? So for the Knicks to hit 50, they got to win 12. They can only lose 5 games. I'm looking at the schedule. I got sunglasses on right now, right? Why do I got sunglasses on? Because we're going to rock out on that West Coast trip. We're going to the West Coast. Sun, no problem. We're taking care of business. The only game that I even see giving us a hard time is the Denver game at home because it's a matinee. The only reason. Every other game I see as a winnable game, absolutely, I'm here for it. 50 wins, swish the damn ball. Kyle, talk about it, man.
I don't like when we all, as it look, you guys know, I love arguing. Nobody loves arguing like me. I love to argue. I wake up hating my bones. I love to get a good argument in, right? And I can't argue with you guys. I don't even want to argue with you guys. There's nothing in me. When I woke up today, thought about arguing. All I thought about was, I can't wait to agree and be so positive on this show because what the fuck? This team does not lose anymore. This team
we
makes
need
you excited.
Of Julius last night with his arms up right now because we
oh
won.
My
God. Look at Kyle right
the,
now.
The vibe, like, ladies and gentlemen. I don't smile like this. Everybody knows this is. I'm not a smiling guy. I can't stop smiling. I can't believe what I'm watching. These guys are playing such good ball, and this is even without like RJ being as big a factor as we all hope.
Yep.
Yeah, it just really feels like things are really clicking at the right time. And of course, you never want to be a prisoner of the moment when things are just at the absolute best because they're not going to win out the rest of the year. They're going to have a couple losses. You know, maybe they lose 2 or 3 in a row. Who knows? But the point is, are they going to be able to bounce back after those couple of losses? If they lose one on the West Coast, right? It's fine. You're going to lose, but you're going to bounce back after that. You're going to win the next couple, you know? Are you going to be able to stabilize? And everything that I see from this team shows that they've been able to stabilize. I think this is a team right now that like answers the call. So for me, I'm swishing. I'm feeling the vibes. And if they fall short, I don't give a fuck. It's going to only be what? 48 wins, which we all would have signed up for at the beginning of the season. I'm swishing 50 wins. I'm feeling good. We all feel good. Let's roll to the second quarter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quarter two. While the vibes are up, why not just talk about award season, right? Why not just talk about these accolades that this New York Knicks team could potentially be winning? What do you think is realistic? I know we're drinking the Kool-Aid. I know we're going to say yes to a lot of these things, but realistically, if you got to look at the grand scheme of the NBA right now, like what would you say is like the one bona fide thing you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think we should definitely have 2 All-NBA guys, especially, you know, I love the fact that Jalen bounced back from an All-Star snub by winning Player of the Month. You'd love to see it. So we definitely deserve 2 All-NBA guys. I know Julius is going to get it for sure. I hope they give it to Jalen as well. And if we close with the top 4, top 3 seed, it's kind of tough not to. As far as 6th man, Six Manuel Quickly, you know the vibes. That's his award. So I really can't wait to see him get that award because he deserves that. Tibbs, I don't think will get Coach of the Year. I'm really proud of him. I think that he's probably second, but I think that's a tough award to take from Mike Brown. I believe that Mike Brown's going to get Coach of the Year over in Sacramento. He's just done a great job all year. They're 3-seed pretty comfortably. Yeah, that's going to be his award, and rightfully so. And then Executive of the Year, it has to be Leon, man. Like, I mean, he got the biggest free agent signing. That's the best free agent signing of the summer, easily. And then the trade deadline, like, yeah, you didn't trade for the biggest name. You didn't get, you know, bring in KD, you didn't bring in Kyrie. But it's like the Mavs brought in Kyrie for a really good price. And I think they're like 1-5 since. Like, we've run in Josh Hart and we've won 8 straight games. And, you know, like, it's just when you see the impact it's had and making a marginal move like that in the season and being able to adjust your team and prepare for the playoffs, I think he definitely deserves Executive of the Year. And then I think that Jalen should get Most Improved. I mean, once again, the Jazz suck, okay? The Jazz suck. And I was told that winning matters for all of these awards. I was told that's why R.J. Barrett was left off all rookie team and Terrence Davis was put on there over him because the Raptors are so much better than the Knicks. So winning matters, and it has to matter, and the Jazz may very well even miss the play-in. So Jalen Brunson, Most Improved Player, he deserves it. We need to be running through these awards, bro. I need a lot of Knicks awards. We deserve it.
Look, I'm going to have to say Leon Rose is going to definitely win Executive of the Year. The moves that this guy made, you know, I know a lot of Knicks fans were not kind of peachy keen with every, you know, step that he took. But at the end of the day, that's what got us to this point right here. I don't think anybody else really deserves it more, right? What team has made a leap like the Knicks have made? So you got that, right? You got two all-NBA players well-deserving of that title in Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson. You got guys like IQ in the race, sixth man of the year, sixth Manuel Quickly, as Sean always, you know, says loud and proud, as he should. You know, he's closing in on that. Brogdon is a minus 170 at this very moment. IQ is a plus 190. That gap in the next week is going to close. That's IQ's award, man. Sixth man of the year, IQ is here. I'm booking that right now. And then if you want to go Most Improved, Lauri Markkanen, come on, the Jazz suck. Jalen Brunson is so deserving of that. He got snubbed for the All-Star game. I think that's his. I think the Knicks make a sweep this year. They get the respect that they so well deserve. Put some respect on the New York Knicks name.
I feel like the media predetermines a couple of the awards. Like, MVP has been Jokic's the entire season, no matter what Giannis does. I only hear about Jokic's historic stats. I don't hear about Giannis. You know what I mean? So little things like that, right? Sometimes, for better or for worse, guys who are deserving just sort of get it ahead of time, and then it's a really hard battle to beat, right? So, for example, Most Improved, I agree with you. The Jazz suck. I feel like they already gave it to Lauri. I feel like it's already been his. He got the All-Star nod, right? Like, they already, like, penciled his name on. They're waiting to just give it to him. I don't agree. I think it's wrong. Hopefully, Jalen just keeps balling out and it's irrefutable. We definitely should have two All-NBA guys. It's not unheard of to have a guy who doesn't make All-Star but then gets All-NBA. And when it's the whole body of work. And if you look at Brunson's season, it's been like every couple of weeks, every month, he sort of like progresses a little bit more. You think, okay, he's averaging 20 points a game. That's really good for him. Oh, okay, he's averaging 22 points a game. That's real good for him. Oh, okay, he's averaging 24 points a game. That's really good for him. And at some point, it becomes like now he's just sort of in that upper echelon of scores in the NBA. And this is not something that's happened for a month or a couple of weeks. It's just the whole year. So that's that. Sixth man of the year should be Emmanuel Quickly. Should be Emmanuel Quickly. I don't know that it will be because, again, maybe he started the season slow. I don't know how sometimes NBA predetermines how they want to do some of these awards. I think he should get it. It's for the same sort of reasons as Jalen. You know, every month he's been progressing and doing a little bit better just since December 4th. Tibbs, I think he's going to get a couple of those little like acknowledgement votes. I don't think they want to give him it twice in 3 years, which fine. Who gives a fuck? He's done a great job this year. As far as I'm concerned, rotation's been tight. All the right guys are playing. I have really no complaints. Executive of the Year is always tough. I don't know sometimes what the NBA is looking for in that award, but usually if you're just going by teams that made semi-big additions, it's kind of how it goes. I feel like getting Jalen, getting a guy like Josh Hart, I think that stuff does matter. I think maybe you can make a case for someone with the Kings, you know, making some of those marginal additions, right? Helping them solidify themselves. But I don't think that's really reasonable because it's mostly been Fox and Sabonis, and they've been really driving that ship, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Halftime. And on this Halftime, as we will in all of them, we'll be letting you know about the high risers on Mojo. And boy, are we rising today. I mean, we just talked about in the second quarter how we deserve two All-NBA guys. Well, Mojo's got the message too, because Julius Randle has gone up from 160 to 171. Price is going up. And listen, Julius Randle has defeated all allegations that were possible to be defeated this season. He's defeated the empty gym allegations. He's defeated the selfish allegations. He's defeated the anger allegations. The only allegations left to be defeated are the playoff allegations. And I firmly believe he will smoke those allegations. So this price is only going to go up. I advise that you buy now before everybody else catches on. It's only up from here. Tap in on Mojo.
It's third quarter time. If you're wondering, yes, I have this beautiful child of mine in my hands. She was not cooperating. It was just address the elephant in the room and then roll right to the next thing. But we do have a little bit of a Q&A for this quarter in particular. And today's question comes from @ChancesAsian. And he asks us, how far do the Knicks go in the playoffs? Sean, the floor is yours. You tell me where they're going.
Listen, the sky is the limit. Truly. Like, nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop us. We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't.
But when you get Sean singing on a TK dub episode, you know it's golden.
We are here. I'm telling you, like, I think that first round matchup with the Cavs, if we get 4-5, we either get 3-6 or we get 4-5. And I think that we can, I think I favor us in both of those matchups, whichever way it goes, I welcome the smoke. Then going into the second round, I would love to see the Celtics in the second round rather than the Bucks, because I think we match up even better with the Celtics. And I think we can take that. And so it's like you get to the second round. Now, once you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, you got that momentum. We're playing really good ball. Everybody's locked in. I mean, anything is possible from that point. I think the finals is a possibility. Let's see how far we can take it. I'm finals bound.
The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. That's all I'm hearing right now. Sean, I agree with you, man. How are you going to put a cap on a team right now when they're playing this well, right? Like, they have so much confidence. The only team that really makes me, like you said, is the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? You get in the first round, the Cavs, I like the matchup. I like the energy that we've been bringing, the confidence that we've been playing. We've played them great all season long, no problem, right? So say we get past there, boom. Next is the Celtics. We've had their number too. You know what I'm saying? So like you said, man, like as you go through these games, I understand the playoffs come around and things tighten up a lot more. So the way that they're playing right now with all this confidence, I think that they have the tools that they need to go into the playoffs, go into the first round. They get into a sticky situation. They've been there before. They know how to pull it out. That's why I think they can absolutely get to the second round. And from there, sky's the limit. You never know where it goes. Confidence takes you, you know, to places you've never thought were possible.
Look, so I don't think we're going to make the finals. I don't want to be the party pooper, but I don't think we're going to make the finals. I love where Sean said that. I don't think we're going to make the finals, right? But when you're in like the thick of it with the seeding, like the 4-5, like literally anything could happen. You're playing teams that are pretty much equal of a caliber to you, right? We could go 7 games with the Cavs. They could beat us. And yeah, we'd lose in the first round, but it wouldn't feel like the worst thing in the world. But to Sean's point, I look around and I don't know that somebody's going to beat us 4 times in 7 games. I don't. The way that this team's playing right now, I don't. They're playing good defensively. They're playing great offensively. And I do think, I saw someone mention it, maybe this is like that Hawks season, right? Where they beat us. They upset, you know, I think Philly, right? They go to the Eastern Conference Final, you know, something like that. I think that's something possible. I think the conference finals is possible because to Danny's point too, I'm not fearful of these teams outside of the Bucks. The Bucks scare the shit out of me. They're playing so good. Middleton is washed and it doesn't matter. Giannis is on like a historic run right now. It's unbelievable. They're a terrifying team. I think they make it out of the East. They go back to the finals. But Boston doesn't scare me. Boston doesn't scare me at all. I think last year they made their big run again last year. I think they made the finals. I don't think they're making back-to-back finals. I don't think they're making back-to-back Eastern Conference finals. So they don't scare me, right? It's more, okay, can we get out of the first round if we beat the Cavs? Is more my hurdle, right? I think this is a second round team with that upside of the conference finals is really where I'm at. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't think that.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is fourth quarter time. The semi-chaotic episode of TKW Weekly as I try to put my child to sleep as we record, and it's an ongoing fight. But she's currently down, and therefore we're going to record this segment, and it's going to go very well. So with that said, you might be wondering, there's a new face here. What is producer Ryan doing
in the game portion. Normally, he's the eye in the sky. He's the voice you hear. He's asking the questions. He's running the game. But today, Danny's been doing his fucking homework.
That's what happened.
You came unprepared. We came unprepared. And guess what? Nobody's prepared because Danny is going to use his Ultimate Knicks trivia book, and he's going to be the host of this segment, and he's going to lead the game segment for 1 week, and Ryan is going to enter the competition, enter the game pool here, and actually see if he can get on the board in the win-loss column. So what we're going to do here is Danny's going to run through that book totally unprepared, right? We have nothing lined up outside of the fact that we're going to get asked five trivia questions, Knicks trivia questions. None of us know, not even Danny. He's just going to open a random page, and we're going to get asked a question. Five of them, okay? That's it. Ryan's in on the game. Let's begin.
We're just going to open a page randomly here, and I'm going to ask a question. First ever Knicks draft choice, Dick Holub, attended Long Island University, where he played for the basketball team that went by which nickname? A, the Islanders, B, the Pilgrims, C, the Sharks, or D, Minutemen. Kyle, hand up first.
A, the Islanders.
A, the Islanders.
Producer Ryan, Sean, you want to get your selections in?
I'm gonna go D, the Minutemen.
I was also gonna go D, but yeah.
Okay. So
nobody's right. Everybody's wrong. The correct answer is C, the Sharks.
Why would they be called the Sharks? It's not Long Island.
The last one I thought it would be.
Why? We're not in Shanghai. This is unbelievable.
Out of 14 seasons coaching the Knicks, how many times did Coach Red Holzman finish above 500? A, 3, B, 8, C, 10, or D, 14?
I'm going to go C, 10.
I'm going to go D, 14. But Ryan, give your answer, but Sean was first. So.
I'm going to go with whatever B was.
Well, whatever B was is correct. It was B, it was 8. The answer is 8.
So Ryan on the board. Okay.
Ryan.
Good job. All right. Ryan. Next question.
Wait, hold Sean, on. Can we establish how many questions there are going to be? Now that I'm in the lead, I want it. Now I'm invested.
Wow. I'm surprised because as the creator of the game segment, you famously always have 5 questions.
Okay. So no, but you're hosting now, so I just wanted to clarify. Okay.
So this the next question. The Knicks team record for most consecutive games with at least 20 points scored belongs to which forward who set the mark at 31 straight contests? A, Bernard King, B, Spencer Haywood, C, Charles Oakley, or D, Carmelo Anthony?
It's D, Carmelo Anthony.
I had only because...
When the right answer is given first, I gotta give.
Yeah, no. I just didn't beat him to it.
So we're 1-1. This question right here is kind of a flashback. Let's see how good your memories are. Which prospect did the Knicks select with their first ever draft choice in 1947? A, center Andy Duncan. B, point guard Dick McGuire. C, center Dick Holub. Or D, center Walter
C, Dick, Dick Holub. It was in the first question.
Ryan checks right in, gets another point on the board.
Two points. Let's go. One question left.
Have some decency and let Danny Boy finish the question, you son of a bitch. All right. Ryan's got 2. I got 1. Sean 0. Let's roll. We got another question.
How many Knicks have won the Wyman Stokes Trophy as NBA Teammate of the Year thanks to selfless play and commitment and dedication to his team? A, 0, B, 3, C, 9, or D, 11?
B, 3.
Ooh. Fuck you, Ryan.
I heard myself first.
I don't know about that. I think my internet just lagged. I think we know that happens. And
fix your internet. That's not my problem.
Sounded like the same time.
Danny, can you give me my win, please? What's going on here?
The answer is A, 0.
Oh, do we have a sudden death final? Winner takes all.
Why it would be a sudden death? I won. I have 1 point.
Technically, Ryan.
Yeah,
technically
get out of here. Won.
Oh, I don't.
Guys,
I
it feels so good to be on this side of the games. I mean, 1-0, undefeated. Now, when we do the standings, I'm going to be at the top for the rest of the time. This is exciting. Win percentage, 100%. You guys want to
win percentage, Ryan, now?
Yeah. Since when do we do win percentage?
How you feeling right now?
Are you Herb Williams with the win percentage?
I feel a five because this was expected. I mean, I watch these games every week and I'm like, this is so easy. I don't know what they're doing every week.